I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A survey published on Tuesday stated that only 1 out of 8 refugees in Germany has a job. There are similar trends for refugees all over Europe. The Jesus Film Project's Josh Newell says this leads to a lot of downtime.
Folks who are displaced have a lot of time on their hands, and oftentimes movie nights are really well attended. So we were talking with a staff of ours who's in Africa who organizes a refugee camp, and on a weekly basis he shows the Jesus film to over 1,000 people, sometimes 2,000 people. And he reports incredible movements of God. Sometimes 90% of the audience responds and indicates that they want to follow Jesus as a result of seeing his life played out on film.
You can learn more about the Jesus Film Project's resources at missionnews.org. And Christian Resources International is in the business of moving used Christian books from the United States to around the world. Except there's a catch. Most of these books are in English, and you're probably wondering how books in English can help others. CRI's Jason Wolford explains.
We'll get somewhere in Africa, and a person from Africa will speak 5 languages, and one of them's English. You know, you have people who actually cherish getting something that's in English.
In fact, since Great Britain's empire shared the English language, it could be found in some of the most unlikeliest places.
That's been to Africa, India, the Philippines, and of course there are people in certain areas that don't speak English, but the ones that do, which are a lot of them, we send to.
So the next time you're wondering if donating a book in English can help somebody, know that it does. And if you would, pray for these people who are getting God's Word, some of them for the first time. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.